yeah. A different city every night. Oh, I swear.
www.radio.org.
Radio.org.
Good music.
Click radio.
I mean good music.
.org.
Turn it up.
Click radio.
We are the best kept secret in the universe.
Clickradio.org. Something for everyone. Clickradio.org.
I'm not afraid to
Radio.org.
Dirty Bear.
I want to see you peacock. You peacock. Hear what you had in underneath.
New music. Flick Radio.
Hey.
This is literally the first time that we've talked about tonight.
It's all right. Hey, Riley. Yeah. You should
Oh, yeah, your headphones aren't on, are they?
Here we go.
So, Ben and TJ have gone off to do something pretty interesting.
I have no idea.
Did you hear what they were talking about earlier?
Yeah. They're gonna
they are going to make a Star Wars movie.
No, right now they're taking a video. Ben's videotaping TJ asking people in Safeway if they would ever have sex with Ben.
Is that what they're doing?
Yeah.
Oh my god. They're gonna get themselves kicked out.
Exactly. He's like, hilarious. We're gonna do that until we get kicked out.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That's
in my
the
entire
best
life.
Thing I've ever heard.
I want to see it so bad.
Like, me too.
Oh my god.
Don't just shut up, Paul.
That's so cool.
Would you sleep with Ben? Get out of my store!
Would you sleep with this young man right here?
Ask some old guy.
TJ is such a good, like, straight-faced person.
Oh, I know, that's what's gonna make it funny.
That they talked the lady at Walmart into thinking that, like, he was an abused child and
yeah,
that Ben was
that.
Deaf?
Yeah, oh my TJ's god. TJ's like, I need help finding a Mother's Day present. And he had, like, a wooden frame that you're supposed to decorate.
And he's like, what do I decorate? What do I decorate this with? The lady's like, well, what does your mom like to do? And he's like, drink.
And she had lots of guy friends over.
And she hits me a lot. She really likes to hit me. And then Ben's just in the background, like, just looking around like he's deaf. Oh, my God.
So funny. And we walk up, we're like, what are you guys doing? And just walk off.
And then at King Supers that one time, Ben goes up to the lady, nigga, what a mac at?
Nigga, what a mac at? Excuse me, ma'am, where's your macaroni and cheese located?
DJ.
Oh, my goodness.
They're going to come running in here. Like,
yeah,
somebody's going to try to attack Ben with his
They're
camera.
Kidding. And that is a expensive-ass...
expensive. How much was it?
I don't know. It was a Christmas present, but it was expensive, that's for sure.
Or they're gonna run in here like, guys, this is hilarious, you have to watch it.
Or they're gonna be like, Ben got raped!
Somebody said yes!
Somebody go help them! Oh no, it's God. In Taco Bell, it's okay! Do you remember that? That was so funny.
Just in the corner, like, with some chick.
Like, okay, there's another one.
Taco Bell, it's all right.
We decided today that it's not illegal to rape people in Taco Bell.
That sounds terrible.
And it's not illegal to not help somebody getting raped in Taco Bell.
So you just walk by, you're like, oh, this burrito's good. Ew. Anyway.
They put the springs back in the boom stands.
I don't like them.
They're so far away. Ugh. So stressful. That's Britney Spears.
Oh,
but it's
know
a
that.
Great song.
You just ruined it.
No, but it's a fantastic song. It's
I love Britney Spears.
I know, I do too. She's like my guilty pleasure to the max.
Yeah.
But like, my favorite line in that song has to be like, the part where she's like, if you don't like the company, we can just do it, you and me. And then it's like got music in the background, and she's like, or three... Or four on the floor.
Oh yeah.
Like, wow, you're such a whore.
Yeah,
I love it. The song Gimme More. We used to walk around my school going, gimme more, gimme more. I'm a whore. I'm a whore.
Me and Sydney used to be, you know who Chris Crocker is?
Yes.
Me and Sydney used to be obsessed with him. Have you seen his Gimme More video?
No.
He's sitting there like, gimme more, gimme. And like, he over exaggerates like hell with that. And me and Sydney would, every time that song would come on when it was popular, we'd be like, yeah.
Does he sing to it or does he just
Yeah,
lip-sync?
He sings to it.
Okay, I have to look this up.
And the song Damage by Danity Kane, he has one of him like singing and dancing to that. And he's like trying to act all sexy. Hilarious.
This is weird. It's like, I think my bell bottoms, they get wet, so like this line of white is just like weird on the top.
Yeah, it's from salt.
Is it?
Yeah, that's weird. My pants don't have that.
Oh. I have to let that load before we play it.
Chris Crocker's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
Be like, I was married to
that. Leave Britney alone.
Dude, I used to be in love with Chris Crocker.
Oh, on a separate one, type in Star Wars Kid.
Star Wars
I've
Kid?
Seen that.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
TJ hasn't.
Really?
It's all so funny. It's this kid going at it, like, videotaping himself, pretending he's in Star Wars. It's so many, like, trips.
Have you seen that South Park where, like, all the internet celebrities get together? It's like Chris Crocker and that crying panda and shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to play the Chris Crocker version of Gimme More now.
It's Chrissy. I see you. And I just want to dance with you. Every time they turn the lights down.
Hey guys, this is Ash Briskin 1. This is a remake of the... this is a remake of a video with Chris Crocker called Britney, This Is For You. So I'm saying give me more. Hope you like it.
One more time.
It's Chrissy. It's Chrissy, bitch. I see you. And I just want to dance with you. Every time they turn the lights down, just wanna go that extra mile for you. Public displays of affection, feels like no one else in the room. Digging you down like there's no one around. They keep on watching, they keep on watching. While I'm dirty dancing, they keep watching. Feels like the crowd is saying, when I'm up against the wall, you got me in a crazy position. If you're on a mission, you got my permission. They keep on watching, they keep on watching, watching. Cameras are flashing while I'm dirty dancing. They keep watching, keep watching. Feels like the crowd is saying, give me more, give me more. Give me more, give me more. Give me more, give me as much as you can. Give me, give me, give me. Can't control myself. You want more? Well, I'll give you more.
Interesting to watch. If you were listening to that and thinking, you should probably watch it.
Yeah, there's this, like, going back to, like, you know, how everyone knows Chris Crocker, like, the Leave Britney Alone video.
Yeah.
There's this video on his channel of, like, his cleansing process or whatever, and he's ripping down all his Britney posters from his room. In the middle of the video, he's like, fuck, I just cut myself with a tack. And he sits there for, like, 5 minutes, like, it's bleeding. Oh, my God.
It's so, like, funny. If you look at him and think that he is a man,
yeah.
Like, it's so weird. Like, to think that's a man with a wig on. It actually wouldn't be that bad looking.
He doesn't have a wig on. He just has his hair cut and he dyes it.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it looked like it was flying off his head.
No,
it was
just real.
Flipping it around. That's his real hair.
Dude, like, that's he cool. has, like, merchandise online, and, like, I have one of his shirts. It says, it's a hair flip.
It's just a hair flip, girls.
It's just a hair flip.
The back of his head, it was, like, it looked like a guy hair.
Yeah.
Like, really distinct.
Yeah. He grew his hair, like, really long blonde, and then he cut it all off, and now it's brown. It's weird.
It's,
I still keep up with Chris Crocker.
Like, I can't even...
Love him. It's crazy.
I don't know.
If you know who Gregory Gorgeous is, he is, like, the, like, prettiest gay guy in the entire world. He is adorable.
What's his name? Gary Gorgeous?
Gregory Gorgeous.
Gregory.
Look it up on Google. No, you need to... Okay. Wheel. Did you look up the Star Wars kid?
Yeah, but we can't. There's no reason to play That's that true. On here.
It's true. I'm scared because they're gone and they're gonna, like.
What are they doing?
They're videotape.
They're gonna get, like, arrested or something.
Okay, Ben is videotaping TJ, and TJ is interviewing people asking if they would have sex with Ben.
He's like a Barbie doll, dude.
I know, he's gorgeous, though.
Holy crap. Alright, hold on. What? No fucking way,
dude.
That
is a chick!
No, it's not.
Holy crap!
It's a male, dude.
That's ridiculous.
He is gorgeous.
Do you see that skin?
He's so cute, too.
Holy crap. Alright, so, we're gonna play another Britney song real quick.
And we're gonna go...
What?
We're gonna gawk.
We're gonna gawk over this
gawk.
Kid.
Yes.
Oh, super gay and super hot. Alright. Here is If You Seek Amy. You should listen to it really closely if you've never heard the song, because it's a great song and it has a great underlying message.
If you seek Amy.
Oh baby, have you seen Amy tonight? Is she in the bathroom? Is she smoking up outside? Oh baby. Baby, now she take a piece of lime for the drink that I'ma buy her. Do you know just what she likes? Oh, tell me, have you seen her? Cause I'm so, I can get her off of my brain. I just wanna go to the party, she gon' go. Can somebody take me home? Me up. I don't know where, when, and now they're closing up the club.
doesn't make any sense, does it?
All right, so the best part about that video, first of all, is that she did an awesome job with it, first of all.
Yeah.
Like, amazing.
I love the dancing, and I can't get over it. I still want to learn it. Not gonna lie.
But what was I gonna say? Oh, okay, so if you seek Amy, if you say it, like, really fast, like she does, it sounds like F-U-C-K-me.
If you never got that.
Yeah.
It took me a while.
Yeah, me too. And like, up until, like, a couple months ago, I thought it was, like, F-U-C-K.
Me.
Amy.
Oh, F-U-C-K-Amy. If you seek Amy, F-U-C-K-me.
Yeah.
I think it's witty. And all these people are freaking out about it when it came out. They're like,
yeah,
that's
like on
so
the news
dirty.
And stuff.
That's horrible. Why would they put that in a song? Have you ever listened to rap music? Like, at least she hides it. Like, a little girl could at least listen to that song and have no idea what she was thinking. You know what I mean? Like,
well, it's a good song. It's really clever.
Yeah, it's a really, really good song. Like, she did a really... Obviously, she probably did not write those lyrics.
But
regardless, whoever did write the lyrics did a good job, though. I think that's clever, personally.
Yeah.
It's only 9 o'clock. We still have an hour left. No joke.
Time's going by slow.
I don't know what to say.
Okay, so... we're gonna play a song from Katy Perry that kind of like shows off Kelsey and me and Jenny a little bit. Okay.
And not.
Well, I guess kind of pop ish. Okay, there we go. Our mics were down. Sorry.
Okay.
Oh, look. Paul is back.
What are you doing? You know what? I don't want to know.
So, did you listen to Britney Spears when you were little?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, I'm going to play this song just to see if you guys remember as many of the words as I do.
This is a story about a girl named Lucky. Morning. She wakes up, knock, knock, knock on the door. It's time for makeup, perfect smile. It's you they're all waiting for. There you go. Isn't she lovely, Miss Polly?
Did It Again album, guys.
Yeah.
It, even the sound of the reporter talking, like,
yeah, exactly.
It's like, I know it, but I don't. Like, I've heard it all a bazillion times, but it's like, right when I see it, I'm like, oh my god.
I don't even want to think about how many dances I made up to that song.
No kidding.
It's pathetic.
Whoa. I always made dance to Cyndi Lauper songs. I was that weird child. I have to watch that Star Wars kid. It's so funny.
I have a monologue tomorrow, and I don't even have it partially memorized. I'm so fucked.
Really?
That sucks.
Yeah. We had 1 week to do it, and it's just, like, straight off the bat, you can't have your script up there with you.
Really?
I haven't started any of my homework.
I have a book log tomorrow that's due, and I haven't even picked out the book that I'm reading.
What's a book log?
You write down hours you've read and what pages.
No.
Yeah.
It's about the book. I gotta write about the book.
Oh, that's weird.
Go on Spark Notes.
Like an in-class essay?
No. It's an assignment that I turn in.
Spark Notes.
Is it an essay?
Do you remember you do, like... Like book logs, like, yeah, you had to read a certain pages a night and then write down how long it took you.
What?
Riley had hooked her mic and now it's, like, flying across the room.
Oh my goodness.
It's gonna be loud.
Oh boy.
You should turn your mic off first.
Okay,
never mind.
Okay.
That wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't that loud.
I want the boys to come back. I'm worried. Somebody should call one of them.
They won't answer. It doesn't matter.
That's true. What? No, I don't want you to go to them. You should play the hot gay version between Spencer and Casey. What's his name?
Wait, what?
The guy we were watching the other night on your laptop. Isn't he like Spencer and Casey put together? The Alaska guy.
Oh, are you talking about Mitchell Davis?
Maybe. Is that his name?
What about him? What do you want me to play?
I don't know. One of them. They're just funny.
Just one of them. Here, I'll play the I Love You one. That's my new favorite.
He's funny. His hand motions and his gestures are perfect.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't even have to try.
Which sucks, because they can't see that, but that's okay.
That's true.
Okay, so once this loads, you should go watch it after you listen to it, because it's amazing. when you watch it. Sorry, I didn't press pause. But we have to wait on it to load, and YouTube
you should
sucks
play the,
ass.
Star Wars kid one. It's just super quick.
I don't have it up anymore. I X'd out of it.
Because
we decided we weren't going to play it.
It's funny. Isn't it funny?
They can't see it.
We can watch it. He doesn't even talk. All it is like shoom, shoom noises. Like, it's not even a... You can't play that on a radio show.
The viewers are going to be like,
we would have been talking about it. We would have been done, like, playing the video by now.
No, but I already X'd out of it. We would be waiting on it to load.
I know. And if it was still up. Never mind, don't listen to me. Casey's wallet is still at my mother's house.
Trust me, there's no money in there, Paul. He got out his wallet, like, all hopeful, like, maybe there's a dollar. No such thing.
Just stick your nose in your wallet. Do you have any gift cards?
Oops, sorry, Toby. Okay, so I think this is loaded enough that I can play it.
Love you!
It's called I Love You, and it's by Mitchell Davis.
Love you!
And he's the best. All right. Here we go.
It smells like melon.
Hi, hello, this is Mitchell Davis, and right now if you're watching this, that means that somebody loves you. Now, these aren't my words. I don't know you. I've never even, hi, I'm Mitchell. So without further ado, here is their love through me to you. Right now. Okay. Go. Okay, I'm nervous. Okay, there's something that I've been really wanting to tell you that I didn't know how to say. Okay. I love you. Okay, now that I said it, I have to elaborate, because I know that there's an elaboration waiting to happen, and it's happening right now. Cupid struck me, doink, with an arrow, and guess what? It filled me with this little thing called love for you. I love you so much that if I had to give up my favorite food, I totally would for you, because I love you. I scream because I love you so much. Sometimes I see you, I get so nervous because I love you so much that I get diarrhea. I mean, granted, it's all butterflies, so it's like totally okay because it just flaps. But it's like kind of, actually it's weird. We need to talk about that. Look, I love you so much that I got you these fake roses. And aren't you thinking, roses, fake, why? Because our love's forever and that's how long these'll last. And because they were so much cheaper than regular roses. Seriously, like a dozen roses alive? It's crazy. I love you so much that I'll sit through your favorite movie as many times as you want. Okay, I just for the record though, I want to say I don't get why they sparkle, but I'll watch it with you. I love you so much that I think the only form of me to show you how much I love you is to sing in auto-tune. I'm in love with you, with you, with you. Not a stripper. I'm in love with you. Look, if someone put our love on a scale, yeah, it would totally be heavier than an elephant, and those things are always heavy. Even when they're babies, they're still really large. Our love is like a river. What does that even mean? Our love knows no bounds. I love you so much that I'll follow you around sometimes and you don't even know it. Which is a little weird, I'm sorry. You know all those cute things I tweet? Yeah, they're about you. Hey, guess what? I got something for you. It's my heart, because I love you. It's actually huge, if you look at it. I mean, like, in retrospect, you're getting more love from me than anyone else. Holy!
This is the best video ever. Bear with us. We have to let it load for a second.
It's cute. Like,
yeah.
I can't decide if he's hot adorable. Or cute. It's like in between.
Well, he's adorable.
He is adorable. He's so funny. It's just like...
I know.
Guys, I love you so much. Exactly.
Like, if you met him, it wouldn't do any good. There's nothing you could do that would fill your satisfaction for him. To just like...
Band? What?
Isn't he a screamer or some band?
No.
Nope.
I love you!
No, I really think he is.
No, he's not. No, he wasn't screaming. Listen to me. It's the Usher video where he's like, I was walking through the store and da-da-da-da. Oh, something caught my attention. Usher has a fragrance out. And the first thing
I
thought was...
Yes, I know what you're talking about. I've seen it.
And then he's like, what if people like my children, my bride had a fragrance and my day was like this?
He starts screaming.
We will rock! That part? Yeah, he's not screaming. He's lip syncing.
Paul? Seriously?
We'll watch that next. It's really good.
I like the Alaska one. The Alaska one's the best. It's like he just learned how to use like a green screen and he's just like, I have to do something real quick.
Okay, this is loaded now. Ish. We might have to load it again, but we're gonna play it now. Again.
I can't even talk. I love you so much. I love you so much that I'm gonna gallop to your house on a white horse in a night suit. And guess where I'm gonna take you? The beach. You want the boat? I'll wrap a mesh around it and bring it down to you. I love you so much that I know that if we had like a huge explosion and everything was gone, our love would still be here. That and probably like a few cockroaches and bugs. Maybe a Twinkie. Look, I'm not a scientist. I'm just in love with you. I love you so much that when the birds sing, I understand them. And I just wanna go on record. Birds are not happy with people. Seriously, we need to start treating them better. Cause they are... What they're saying, if I'm right, it's not good. But it's beautiful the way that I can understand them because of our love. I love you so much that I spent way too much money on this background for this video. Seriously, I'm broke. I love you so much that when I think about you, sometimes I start giggling, and sometimes I giggle so much that I just pee my pants. That's love pee for you. If I had ducks right now, I'd let them go because I love you so much. There's no way because, seriously, again, that was so much money. I love you so much that Usher is constantly playing in my head because, let's be honest, his beats are all... Roses are red and violets are blue, and I love you so I'm not, you're great. You are the bee's knees. If bees had little tiny knees, you'd be it. You are the cutest of the cute. That's how much I love you. I walk into bakeries and I say, I want some of that pie. They say, what pie? I say, the cutie pie, and then staple a picture of you there. Yeah, I got kicked out of a few bakeries, but it's because I love you. Look, in a nutshell, you know that feeling you get, that warm fuzzy feeling inside of you, and it's almost like you feel like you're dreaming or you're floating a little bit, and you're just so happy and you don't know why, because you're doing nothing? That's love, and I feel it when I'm with you. And I just love you so much. I love you. Okay, that was from them. Those were not my words. Like I said, I don't even know you. Between me and you, if I love somebody, I wouldn't send them an e-card thing. I would just call them and tell them I love them, or even better, see them in person. But hey, you know what? I'm not here to tell you how to live your life. So I hope that this was enough love for you. And if not, here's a cute dog.
You're such a cutie.
So now it's your turn. Send this video to someone to let them know how much you love them.
Alright, so.
When he's like, I love you, I'm like, oh, you're so cute.
Like that last series part then, I was like, yeah. Oh.
Okay, so Paul is convinced that he is a screamo person, like the lead singer of a screamo band.
But he's not.
There's just a video of him online where he's mouthing over a screamo part to a song. So we're going to play that now, just to prove Paul wrong. Okay.
Hi, Mr. Davis. Man, I have a lot of yellow going on today. But that's very besides the point. So today I was walking around in the store. Oh man, something caught my eye. And it was just like, bam, right in my face. And I was like, what? Usher the rapper has his own fragrance. Just a shh. I guess you want to smell like a sweaty rapper. I don't know. But the whole time I was thinking, now, if I bought that, would my life be like this?
I do it for the ladies. I gotta keep it hood. Where we at, Polo? Hey! I see you behind. Yo, Kick, you was right. We just getting started. Yeah, man.
I wanna make love in this club. Make love in this club. In this club.
Right after I had that thought, which was a pretty sweet thought, but I was thinking, wouldn't it be crazy if, like, bands like a My Children, My Bride fragrance, and your day was like this?
We will start! We will start!
I don't know, that's just the first thought that I had, and I was like, this has to be put in a video. Usher fragrance, I should put out a fragrance line.
See, Paul?
So
he's not. It's
not what I was talking about.
Oh, whatever.
My Children, My Bride.
Was it the party music one? What?
Was it the party music one where they're, him and his friend are doing music?
On a couch?
You have no idea what you saw.
You're right.
You're right.
I know in the video I have, he was screaming, I swear. Because that was not screaming. That was just singing loud. It was an actual screaming, you know?
My Children, My Bride? That is a screamo band.
That part was not screaming.
Yes,
that
it was.
It kind of was, Paul.
That was definitely a screaming part. Yes, 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 yes.
Somewhat.
Yes.
I'm thinking like...
That's what I have to say to you.
That's what it is.
You're the reason these mics are gross, Riley.
He's like spitting on
them. I'm spitting that direction. Okay.
I just love when he gets out of character and he starts laughing. He's just so cute.
Yeah. All right, so now we have to listen to Love in This Club by Usher.
What?
Okay. After a
stab, stinger,
liner.
Yo, what's cracking?
Lady Gaga. This is Gustavo.
Kelly Clarkson.
Jason Derulo.
Britney Spears. Taylor Swift.
You're on. Click Radio.
I do it for the ladies.
I gotta keep it hood.
Okay.
Paul's logic is every time you hit me, you get mad.
Yeah,
that tends to happen when you hit people.
People get angry when you do that. Then come sit over here, you whiny ass. What do you want from us?
Now he's going to chuck my phone at me. Watch. Because I tossed it in your lap.
All right. So.
There you are. My knee's next to my face. You're going to hit me.
So we always like crazy used to party to the song during nightlife.
Did we? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When Sam was still doing
it? Yeah. I'm going to play it right now. Or soon.
I know.
And then raise your glass.
Raise your glass.
And then
do we have that song?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then I had something else in mind.
What's another one that we liked? It was...
What's that song called that's not working on the CD that we haven't been able to listen to because it skips? Who's it even by?
Is it the A Day to Remember one? Or is it the Escape the Fate one? Or the...
Oh, shit. It was something weird.
The spill onto your stomach floor, whatever.
Think of some of the lyrics.
Contents of her stomach spill onto the floor.
Yeah.
What's that one song about floss?
If she wants to dance and drink all night.
Oh.
All right,
hold on. Well, if she wants to dance and drink all night, well, there's no one that can stop her. Look, it popped up. I love you, Google. All right.
Look at my toes, dude.
Thrash Unreal.
Thrash Unreal, that's what it was. I love that song so much. We're partying. All right,
so we're going to let Thrash Unreal load, and whenever it's done loading, we will play it. But until then, hold on. We are going to play Teeth, Raise Your Glass, and I had something else in mind. Oh, Every Time We Touch by Cascada, because those are all fun songs. All right, here we go.
Okay, never mind.
Okay, here is Teeth by Lady Gaga.
Don't be scared. I've done this before.
What up, it's your boy Jay-Z.
It's your homeboy T-Pain.
This is what I am.
Taboo the Washer.
This is Apple the App.
Fergie.
And we the Blackout Peas.
This is Click Radio.
Okay, so this next song we had on a CD, and we literally played it so much that it just stopped working.
Like, there's a few CDs Casey burned, and some of the songs are okay, but this one song we started listening to, and we just love it, and it doesn't work. Any part of that CD, I'm sure it's just, like, would poof into flames if we tried to play it again.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. We just, like, listened to it through all the skipping, which is probably, like, raping your CD player. Anyway, okay.
The video is really cool. We'll actually watch it this time.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
It's by Against Me, and it's called Thrash Unreal. I don't know why, but it's a really good song, and it, like, totally talks about exactly what we do. Okay, here you go. Thrash Unreal.
If she wants to dance and drink on stop her. She's going till the house lights come up. Her stomach spills all to the floor. This night is gonna end when we're damn well ready for it to be over. Worked all week long, now the music is playing on our time.
was that? So that's like our absolute favorite song. I just turned him down a little bit.
There was that, but before that we had that Lady Gaga song during the summer that we were like, that's us.
No, it was Kesha.
Was that Kesha?
TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The words were like...
Yeah. Like, exactly us.
Yep. At that point in time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a fun summer.
Okay. So, the next song is Every Time We Touch by Cascada. And then there's this new song called Pretty Girl Rock, and it's like... Have you heard it?
No.
Okay. By who?
Carrie Hilson featuring Kanye West.
Kanye
maybe.
Kanye West. Sounds spicy.
Wait, it's on here really wrong. Bad.
Does it say Kanye?
Yeah, it says K-A-Y-N-E. That's not Kanye.
Oh, it's K-A-N-Y-E. Isn't it Kanye?
Yeah, Kanye West. I would have said it right if it was spelled right.
Okay.
Anyway, I heard it on...
Radio?
No, not on the radio.
VH1?
Yeah, probably something like that. I saw it on television, and it's very bitchy, but I like it.
The only time I ever listen to new music is when I crash at Connie's house, and I wake up early in the morning, I'm like, oh, I can't sleep, this sucks, and I'm sitting there watching VH1, and I'm like, it's 7 a.m., I should be awake.
All right, so there's going to be a commercial, and then Cascada, Every Time We Touch.
Yep. Secret in the universe.
Clickradio.org.
I still hear your voice when you sleep next to me.
All day and all night. The hottest hits on planet Earth are right here. Right here. This is.
Y'all know the name.
Click Radio.
Okay, so we saw that on VH1. Sorry about that. Our mics were down again. Anyway, okay, so this next song is going to be the last song of the night. And it is a song that I often use for goodbye.
Because when I was Indiana,
yeah, this is the last song that I was playing with my friends the last day that I lived in Indiana. Because I took them all to school, and we just like sat in the parking lot and listened to this song. And they were all late to class, and they all got in trouble. But that's beside the point. All right, so good night, lovely listeners. Come back next week.
My mic is off.
Oh,
thanks. Sorry. I appreciate that. I was wondering.
I meant to turn two off.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I was expecting you to be on two. It's never one and three.
That's true.
Okay. So, listen in on Saturday to Synthetic Happiness, same time, 7 to 10 or 9 to 12, Patrick, where you are. And
there's probably going to be way more of us.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be a little bit more insane.
But. Tons of people, ridiculous amount of talking, hard to concentrate, good music, great stuff. Okay. Secondhand Serenade, Fall For You.
Best thing about tonight's that we're not fighting.